Morris Walsh is my name, manager of Dirty Nellies.
Morris, Dirty Nellies is a very popular spot. June 7th sees the reopening of outdoor hospitality. What's that going to mean for Dirty Nellies?
It's a date that we're looking forward to. It's an awful lot of relief there in relation to the village and the staff. And we're looking forward to opening. It is an outdoor scenario for a period of time, for a month. And we're looking forward to that.
I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Dirty Nellies, but in terms of the outdoor facilities that you have, how extensive are they?
Well, we have an outside area where we would have probably up to 20 tables. Going forward, the road outside Dirty Nellies is going to be closed by Clare County Council to facilitate our needs for the summer. We're going to increase our tables to about 35, but with social distancing, we'll still only be servicing the same amount of people.
How difficult has it been since March of last year when the pandemic arrived for yourself and the staff and for Dirty Nellies as a whole?
Yeah, it's been difficult. I mean, nobody saw what was coming, so we had to live with it. But it has been very difficult in relation to planning, trying to budget, trying to organise what staff might be doing or where they are when we're trying to return. We've lost some staff to that and went into different industries and that, and it has been very difficult.
How much work has gone into getting things ready?
Yeah, because it's outdoor and we've increased our space, we've put an awful lot of effort into creating a very warm and inviting outside space. So we're hoping that the weather will look after us in some ways. We have a covered area, we have it heated. So we're expecting that with the stuff that we've done, that we'll be able to give a nice environment to people. And as soon as we get to inside dining on the 5th of July, we'll obviously be back to our normal service inside.
And I'm sure if the 5th of July is a date you can't wait for, but at least with this, it's a step closer to getting back to some semblance of normality, and I'm sure all the staff as well are looking forward to just getting back to work and the way things used to be.
That's right. Well, we had our first training day yesterday, so I had 20 staff in yesterday, and they're all happy to be returning. There's a great buzz down there in the village at the moment. A lot of things happening with other premises. They have everybody has upped their game this year, because we know it's not going to be international tourists, it's going to be a domestic market. We learned a lot from last year as to what people want and what we can provide, and we're looking forward to it. We're also looking forward to maybe some information in relation to the airport, and we're looking forward to international tourists coming back to us possibly next year. So we find that the most difficult part going forward is definitely going to be from around October to March. It's going to be very difficult. We're uncertain in relation to the airport, uncertain in relation to subsidies that might be there in relation to the government. But we have a roadmap and we're trying to work to that.
Hi, my name is Mark O'Donoghue. I'm the manager at Tracy's West County Health and Leisure Club. Well, it's been a very tough year for businesses, both ourselves and every other business in different sectors. I suppose a few things that we would have to overcome would be pausing people's memberships and then getting them back up and running again. From the other side of view, there's a lot of more cleaning, there's a lot more work involved. And obviously then when you're getting closed down, you have staff that are out on the PUP payments. There's nobody here in the facility, so things are been turned off, and now, as you know, this week we're back turning back on boilers and getting the temperatures up in the pool, and then you encounter problems as well of things that could have been broken or, you know, not working when you come back the way they were before you left.
And I suppose that's the side of it a lot of people don't think about, that it's not like businesses like the leisure centre here close and then lie dormant and then you just open up again on the 7th of June and you're ready to go again. I mean, yeah. Over the weeks and months, dust, cobwebs, things like that, yeah, are gathering on equipment. So how much work has gone into getting things ready?
Well, there's a huge amount of work on it. But exactly like you say, it's not quite like a spring clean. If you leave a building for 6 months, you're going to come back into different problems, as you said, spider webs and cobwebs would probably be the least of the problems, but say like the filter pumps, for example, in the pool, they have to be kept running while we were closed, and we were kind of popping in to put a bit of chlorine into the pool to make sure everything was running smoothly on that side. Stuff like the boilers we would have been turning off, they wouldn't have been running for the last few months. But obviously when you return on equipment like that, you're hoping for the best. And then you may be ringing guys, you know, to fix pumps or fix boilers or this and that, but they're all up the walls because everyone's in the exact same boat. So there's that side of it as well, where you're trying to get out contractors or tilers or builders or anything to sort out any issues you have.
And they're probably in demand because a lot of businesses are looking for them to come in and rectify issues.
That's exactly it. There's huge demand for all kinds of stuff like that and getting parts and materials. There's a hidden side to it as well, where there's cleaning equipment, all that kind of stuff is in short supply.
How long have you and your team been in here getting things ready? Are we talking the past couple of weeks or the last week or so?
The last week or so, really. The last lockdown, we were in here doing bits of painting and stuff like that. So we have been trying to keep it up to date as much as possible. With this one, obviously, none of us were here since January, but we did pop in to keep an eye on the pool. As I said, the filter pumps were running and stuff like that. So we had a little bit of a handle on where we were going to be when we came back. So from Friday, I suppose, it was more of a case of turn everything on and make sure everything's working and do your safety checks and stuff like that. From there, then it's a matter of taking out the power hose and cleaning out the changing rooms, the lockers, the shower areas, you know, all that kind of stuff has to be done. There's I suppose power hosing, dusting, cleaning, everything, all the little stuff that you would have to do from day to day is just multiplied. It all has to be done in the one go in a shorter space of time. But we'll be ready.